Good evening. So we've had a fantastic sky today, no clouds whatsoever, and a really beautiful pastel, sort of not exactly even a sunset, but just a beautiful gloaming dusk. And then gradually watch the stars sparkling. I've got Orion absolutely due south, brilliant, right, just perfectly there in the sky. And so my thoughts are sort of wending towards salad. I was watching groups of starlings and jackdaws and one or two plump wood pigeons just browsing, grazing the grass. And there was a lot of daisies out there as well, which is nice. So I've got salad, and so I've done a few tomatoes, cucumber, some sweet corn, cress, carrot, grated orange cheese, right, and a tin of tuna. And I've bound that all together with Greek yogurt and then sprinkled some cress over the top. And I've got some rocket as well, which just needs using up. So that's going to be a particularly sort of Moorish and delicious thing to tackle this evening whilst I read. And obviously I want something very, very, very nice to go with that. And so I've got what I think is, and I might be wrong when I taste it, but I've had this wine many times before and it's not failed to please me. I think this is the best value, constant best value white wine from a British shop, and it's £8.50. And you can sometimes get it a bit cheaper, but I think for £8.50 it's tremendous value, because from a wine club you wouldn't be paying much less than 15 or £16 to get an equivalent. Okay, it's 12%. It's Marlborough, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. So obviously, if you don't like Sauvignon Blanc, you're not going to like it. But you might very much like Sainsbury's Vouvray. There's a couple, and sometimes they're on a bargain price. So go and have a look at those instead. I'll do something on them a bit later. But I just, for me, Sauvignon Blanc is like the ultimate summer wine. And I just want something to get me out of, elevate me from this long winter. So today, definitely the sky was saying, yeah, we can really shift this on now. We can say goodbye to winter. I'm not saying we won't have snow, right? But you've got to just get to a point where you think, nice long summer days ahead. So let's have a look at this wine and see whether or not it's a cracking good bargain and whether you're well advised to go for it. What I would say is almost every Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc I've bought from shops has been a major disappointment and tastes of either sawdust, cardboard, or nothing at all. Okay, it definitely doesn't resonate with the sort of gooseberry zest, lime zest that I'm looking for from a really good Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc. So this is a beautiful sort of platinum silver look almost. Absolutely glorious nose. Not at all a sort of wine that I would normally drink in winter. So the moment I crack this open, this is really something, good gracious. I mean, it's 3 days, is it now, to the spring solstice? So everything's just going to be on the ascension and get better and better from this moment on. What can I give you on the nose? I mean, it is absolutely splendid. Even if you don't like Sauvignon Blanc, go and get a bottle so you can just smell this nose, and then you can find out what a really good Sauvignon is. I haven't tasted it yet. It might be awful, but one of the reasons why you may not like Sauvignon Blanc is that it's awful when it's not really good. Okay, the most cheap versions from wherever they come from in the world are just awful. because unless it's doing everything that Sauvignon should be doing, it's probably not doing anything at all. Okay, I'm getting tons of exotic fruit salad. You know, throw in what you want. Melon, grapes, pineapple, lychee, nectarine. Anything you can think of, really. Incredible. Right, gooseberries. And, you know, all kinds of other things, like the scent of new meadow grass on a chalk down, that type of thing. Clover. Right, so let's see how this is going to perform. Now, the reason why I like this is because it does all sorts of things in your mouth all at once. It's a bit like lemon sherbet just bursting in your mouth. There's definitely a burst, right, which is not what you get from an awful lot of white wines these days. They're just flabby, they're boring, tasteless. This one is, for £8.50, this is magnificent. And as far as I've tried, it's by far the best New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. And I wouldn't buy any of the others. I wouldn't buy Villa Maria or the Mudhouse one. They look good on the bottle, but they don't taste good in the bottle. And that's what really matters, I think. You know, if you can't get a good New Zealand, and it's usually the most expensive, you can go to Chile. You'll get a good zesty Sauvignon from Chile. South Africa can be fantastic, but most of the time it's just flabby and boring. And, you know, what can the supermarkets offer from France? It's very hit and miss, with a great deal of it being miss, you know, so I don't even bother anymore. Really, I just ignore it all. And I'll go for one of the V's, you know, Verdicchio, Vermentino, Vouvray, or Viognier. If your white wine starts with a V, you're in there. But if you can find this one, it's Warrau Cove. So it's Wairau Cove. And it's absolutely distinguished white. It's incredibly bright green capsule, okay? I've never not seen it in a Tesco's. It's the only white wine I would buy from Tesco's, I think. They have a pretty rubbish range. Sainsbury's are a bit better. Asda are bad. I don't go in Waitrose anymore. They're just like New World Order is us. So I'm like, no. Plus, you know, everything's more expensive in there. And then they make you feel bad because you dropped some plastic in the ocean. You know. Whether you meant to do it or not, you did it. It was your fault. Now we're having to get rid of it all, you know, by not having coffee cups made out of paper. Apparently that helps. This is splendid. It's close up there with my favourite club, Sauvignon Blancs, of which I have three. Two of them are from Laithwaite's and they're called Nelson Bay and Split Rock. They are splendid and they're both from New Zealand. They're both actually made by the same vineyard, but they come at the problem, which is how to bottle a really decent Sauvignon Blanc, from two completely different sides of the spectrum of, you know, one's really, really sharp and tart and zesty, and the other one's really molten, almost buttery. Incredible. They both of them are just where it's at. But the other one, that's utterly splendid. And not hugely typical is the Sylvia Reserve from Naked Wines. Now that is just one of the world's best white wines. I mean, that is incredible. So to find something up there, you know, ranking along the lines of that type of quality, this one from Tesco's really is the DB. And I've shared it with someone who almost always only drinks champagne, and she was absolutely blown away with it. That was about 2 or 3 years ago. It's a wine that, no matter what vintage, it never fails to please. Oh, it could do, but it doesn't, you know. I'm getting multi-layered texture of, like, limestone chalk, like the meadow grasses with those fine flowers, clover, the bees humming, all that sort of thing. A little bit of breeze, you know. On the chalky downs, I'm getting some really nice herbs like lemongrass and white pepper. And I'm getting a little bit of, you know, almond peach blossom. And I'm also getting a tiny, 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 tiny little bit of acacia honey. And I'm getting tiny bit of sea spray. And I'm just getting a view across a bay with Dunlins, you know, just paddling along on the side of the ocean. And I'm getting just every kind of exotic fruit you could want and bung them all into a salad bowl together. Absolutely. Yeah, I hope I've whetted your whistle for it. Seriously, I've worked my way through the shop Sauvignon Blancs, right? And you would think something like Villa Maria would be really good because it's a brand. It's awful. It's really awful. This one alone gives you that gooseberry lime zest burst with a punch of all kinds of amazing. I mean, it is almost like going into it's kind of like going into, say, a Thai restaurant or an Indian restaurant, just being bombarded by a ton of different spices as well. It would definitely work really, really well with Thai food. And, you know, any kind of crazy fruit, desserts, cheese, be particularly good with that Jarlsberg type cheese, you know, the really nibbly sort of cheese. And I don't think I would pair it with fish. Oh, I'm just pairing it with fish. It's tuna, but it's a bit understated because it's mostly cheese and carrot, actually, and some rocket. That's going to be really good. Yeah, so salads, brilliant. Any kind of pork dish, it works really well with pork. And obviously, you could have it with red meat, but to be honest, I wouldn't, but, you know, don't do it just because I do, for goodness sake. Yeah, so, chicken and turkey, yes. Pork's best. Slightly mildly Asian spice, excellent. Okay. I think the thing is, if you're a real classicist and you like a exotic Riesling, and I know Riesling can come in at least 6 completely different formats, and there's no right or wrong with Riesling, but if you like one of those really, you know, interlayered, exotic, quite zesty Rieslings, you would definitely like this. If you haven't tried something like this before, if you just don't drink Sauvignon Blanc because it's Blanc, for goodness sake, try this. Really, so try it. Honestly, this is absolutely where it's at. It is superb. And it's a matter of kissing so many frogs, you would not believe, just to find one wine from British shop which is superb. You know, silly reason to go into Tesco's, just go and get 6 of those and then make your way swiftly out through the doors again. Okay, if you can get a friend to do it, so much the better. Yeah, I'm thrilled to bits with that. That is unbelievable. It's ice cream. It's just amazing. I hope you're going to go out and buy a bottle, because it's really good. chill it really well, even 20 minutes in the freezer as well, okay? Loving it.